This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org. This is Over Coffee. Today, my special guests, Jordan Orozco, Vice President for Cultural Diversity, and Simon Fraser, President from the Associated Students. We are talking, of course, about the no-confidence vote for Dr. Rocha and the censure. And in our closing minutes here, Simon and Jordan, I'd like to know, this is really a major risk. This is something you never wanted to do.
Yeah.
What might happen with Associated Students doing this?
Well, I'm not optimistic. Essentially, what we've done is say that we cannot work with the president of the college and that we can't work with the administration. And that's a difficult position for us to be in because we essentially exist and we operate in some ways at their whim. Requisitions need to be signed by administration to get our money, to get facilities, to open up spaces, to put through projects and policies. We need administrative cooperation and cooperation from the shared governance groups. And if we do stand alone in this, and if we don't get support from the other constituent groups to say that, you know what, they've done the right thing formally, then we could very easily be isolated and unable to work for the students. But that was a risk that we had to take. What was worth it more? Was it worth it more to not stand up about this and say that what the administration did was completely and totally wrong, or not say that and still perhaps get through some projects? And we're going to have to now work to make sure that we still get the project through with or without the administration, but it's going to be a tough one. And I didn't want to isolate Associated Students. I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, we'll just have to take that as it comes, and we will have to find a way to continue to work for the students in and around the system if we have to.
How can people best support you?
Students can email us with messages of support saying that they support us if they do, or even if they don't. We need to hear that as well. We need to hear what the students think. If there are students that do want to support us, then they can come to the Board of Trustees meeting on March 13th. They can attend our meetings to tell us what they feel. That is the best way that we can be supported. And for the other constituent groups, the faculty, the staff, the management association, they need to decide as well where they fall on this issue. And when we've gotten to this step, a campus can freeze up if we don't all get on the same page.
Exactly. And your webpage, of course, as.pasadena.edu. That meeting, the 13th, is at what time in Krebling?
It's going to be at 7 o'clock, I believe, is the open session. But we'll know more when they post the agenda for that, because it could move to 6 o'clock.
If you'll let me know, I will certainly announce it here.
Yeah.
Finally, what right now are you envisioning doing for students? Jordan, I'm going to start with you. In the future, let's say that we have a lot of people that are getting stuck with this thing. What's the next move for AS? Assume that you get the answer that you want, you can go forward. What do you want to do?
Well, I think right now we're going through a paradigm shift on this college, and it's a really good paradigm shift. And I think this is why me and Simon actually kind of counterbalance each other out. I'm extremely optimistic about this campus, and I feel like we can unite the students as we already have. We can unite faculty, staff, and just get allies and do what needs to get done and which is best for students. I think AS in the future, if we do get the answer we want, we need to move forward with new changes in administration, as well as have student support, faculty and staff support as well.
And in fact, it was interesting to notice that the Faculty Association is considering their own no confidence vote. They'll be back after spring break.
Yes, they will.
With a vote of some kind. What are your thoughts, Simon, on the future and how to help students? Let's assume that you get everything you want here.
Reinstatement of winter. First thing I want to happen is for the Chancellor's Office to immediately conduct a review, and I'm going to be requesting a review by the State Chancellor's Office on this issue. I am going to be asking that they examine whether the decision was made correctly and how it has impacted students. I'm going to be calling for the trustees to call for that review of the president at bare minimum and a reinstatement of the winter intersession. I think we've proven this semester how making rushed calendar changes without data, without any real understanding of what the impact will be, is a detriment to this college and to its students. And who is this college here to serve? It is here to serve the students. And so when we make a calendar shift like this, without a process, without a study, without data supporting student success, we have made a bad decision. And all the data that I have seen shows that winter helped our success rates. So I'm not quite sure why Dr. Rocha has a very specific issue with winter. He has done since he arrived on this campus. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care what other campuses do. I don't care what other campus calendars look like. I only care about what our calendar looks like and what our calendar looks like for the best of students. So we need to make sure that the calendar that we have is the one that serves students. And I believe now, and I still believe, and I believe this experiment with the trimester has shown that winter serves students best. And it was an experiment. It was a complete experiment on the college. And I think it's proven to be a failure.
I half expect you to say it's a complete disaster.
I would say that too.
How many students have you seen so far before we run out of time entirely who have been rejected by the colleges to which they were trying to transfer, even as they say, we want more transfers, we want more success?
I hear from a couple every day. And I believe I just saw someone pointing at themselves.
My mouth just dropped open because there is my board operator, Alex, and he's saying, me, it happened to me.
And that's another one. And this is happening every hour. I'm running into someone that's saying the same thing at least once.
That is a great student success rate there.
But here's the thing, is that when I talk to administration, when Dr. Roger speaks about this at board meetings, he says it's such a minute population. And even if it was a minute population, even if it was just 10 students that are rejected, that is 10 too many. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's hundreds of students that are too many. It's way too many. I don't care how many students are affected. There are students affected. And I disagree with the administration's claim that there's only a few students affected. It's only a small population. Well, first of all, that's irrelevant, the size of the population. But secondly, it isn't a small population. And I don't understand what data you're using to crunch these numbers because it isn't reflecting the reality on the streets.
And if you happen to be in Alex's position, mm-hmm. Well, you're sorry for the other people, but come on, it's your future.
Yep.
That and hurts. That's rough.
One final thing I'll say before I know we're going to leave in a second. When I was last on your show, I suggested that all students, if they're in this situation, if they find themselves in this situation, they need to go to the counseling office. I said that directly. And talk to your counselor and try and work it out with the institutions. Associated students will no longer be directing any student on this campus on this issue to go to any other PCC office other than our own. So if you're in this situation, come to the Associated Students because we are not directing you to counseling anymore.
That is a strong statement. Jordan, what final thoughts would you like to share before we have to leave entirely here?
I would just like to say AS would love any sort of support and as much student support, faculty and staff support. And I want to apologize, you know, on behalf just from Associated Students that, you know, if you are getting rejected, that we are doing everything we can to make sure that next year this same situation does not happen.